We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the idea of taking a double tithe, taking a fifth. Nachzor l'inyanenu. So we'll get back to the topic in hand. Deheicha dekaimi aniim, that if there are poor people present who need a person's help and he can't afford it, shitat haRambam dechayav midina lafrish ot chomesh nechasav. The Rambam holds that you're obligated to take a fifth because there are people here who really need it. We're not talking about a guy who walks over and extends his hand and you never met him and you have no idea. We're talking about a situation where you really know there are poor people who really need your help. And this is also the opinion of the Gra. To me, this is clear, he says. Later on, I found that much of what I said was also confirmed in the work Birkei Yosef. He also said this is the difference according to the Rambam. If you have poor people, you must give a fifth, and if not, then you don't have to. Kmo shekatavti lemala, like I said earlier. But he remained with a question from Maimonides in his work, and he left it as a question, like we said earlier. And he had to say that maybe the Rambam changed his mind. And the way we explained it, it all works out without saying that. Nonetheless, what does a person have to do? He says, I'm not sure. This requires further analysis. Because when the Shulchan Aruch rules in Halacha, he doesn't mention this point. He doesn't seem to go with the Rambam, that if there are poor people present, you must give a fifth. And he just writes simply, give a tithe, and if you want to do a level of piety, give a fifth. The way the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you want to be pious, you could give a fifth, seems to indicate that there's never an instance that the Shulchan Aruch holds you would be obligated to give a fifth. And one could push the other way. Maybe to the Shulchan Aruch it was obvious that the Halacha says if you can't afford to give the poor person what he needs, so you give him a tithe. So maybe it was obvious to him that if you can afford, then you should give him up to a fifth. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say, well, if you want to do the best type of mitzvah, then you could give a fifth? That certainly seems to say you're not obligated. That's talking about an average Joe, where for him to give a fifth is something that's going to make him really tight. So he could do it, but it'll make him really tight. So about that, the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, that's a level of piety if you want to do that. He says, and this pshat that I'm saying seems to be well supported, because if you don't learn this way, then you have a big question. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you give less than a tithe, that's considered a guy who has a bad eye. That's considered someone who's stingy. Now, it doesn't say you did a prohibition. It just says, you know, not nice. No to you. Yeah, that's considered being stingy. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch write, there's a biblical prohibition, don't withhold charity from the poor. Don't close your fist from giving the poor the assistance they need. He doesn't say that. He says, not nice. You're being stingy. The simpler reading would be, if you're obligated to give a tithe, then if you give less than a tithe, then maybe one is in transgression of these commandments. Kmo shekatav siman rasach, kvan shedom seget liten chomesh, v'umgara afilu mimaser, v'yeidei machzoro shamra Torah. Doesn't the Torah tell us, give the poor as much as he needs? So we assume it means when you can afford it. Give him as much as he needs. But there is a verse that says, when the poor person comes to you, give him as much as he needs. Where does that fit into everything the Shulchan Aruch said? So if a person says, well, I can't afford to give him everything he needs, so then you won't give him anything? What does that mean when the Shulchan Aruch says, give a tithe, and if you give less than a tithe, you're being stingy? What does that mean? Aren't you also transgressing the commandment? Don't withhold, don't make a fist, that where the Torah commands us, give him as much as he needs. At least you should do the best you can, give a tithe. No, none of that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? El al kochach, what you have to say is, you're talking about a guy who can't really afford to give a tithe or a fifth easily. That's when the Shulchan Aruch says, no, that's being stingy. Even though it's tight, he should have figured out a way. But he says you have to know that if he really can't afford it, then there's nothing wrong with it that he's not giving a tithe. The problem with not giving a tithe is when you could afford it, just it's tough. But if it's only tight, but he could afford it, then he's not transgressing the biblical commandments. Because the biblical commandments weren't about that. He is, on the other hand, not transgressing, but that's what Shulchan Aruch says, that's called being stingy. Because he could have made it work. He's not transgressing because it's tough. If it's tough, he doesn't really have to push himself. But if he really cared, then he would push himself. So that's why he's called stingy, because he's not taking it the final step. Let's just finish the paragraph and we'll hear what everyone has to say. אמנם מדברי רבן ירוחם שכתב דאפילו למצווה עוברת אין מחויב מדינה להפריש רק מעשר מנכסיו ולמצווה מן המובחר חומש. According to רבן ירוחם, who says when you have a passing mitzvah, a rare mitzvah that shows up, so then the halacha only obligates you to take a tithe of your assets to do the mitzvah, and if you want to do mitzvah מן המובחר, top notch, do it with a fifth. משמע לכאורה הפך דברינו. It would seem to contradict what we just said. Because if you have a passing mitzvah, you have an opportunity right now, what's a good passing mitzvah? You have an opportunity right now to fund someone's burial. If you don't do it now, too later, it's going to be too late. So, that would seem identical to the situation where there are poor people here right now. And what does Rabbeinu Yerucham say? You only have to do a tithe, and if you want to do the ideal way, you give a fifth. That's not like the Chafetz Chaim said. The Chafetz Chaim had said earlier, if there are poor people here who really need your help, you must give them a fifth, according to the Rambam at least. Now he's saying no. Even if there's a need right now, you must give a tenth of your profits. You don't have to give a fifth. The fifth is just if you want to do above and beyond. אבל באמת גם זה אינה ראיה, but this isn't really a proof against what I said, says חפץ חיים, דה פוסקים מדם וזה עניין למצוות צדקה. ונוכל לומר, דה גם שם מיירי דן ידו מסגת ברווח לפזר את חום שנכסם, לכך אינו מחויב. So we could say that over there also, it's talking about where it's really tough for you to afford that fifth, and that's why you're not obligated to give the fifth, even though the mitzvah's right here. אבל אם השגת ברווח, אין החינם מדחייב מדינה. But I still stick to my gun, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you can afford it, and there are poor people here who need your help, and you know they need your help, then I hold you must give a fifth. The fact that giving a fifth is above and beyond is only when you're tight, when it's tough to do it. But if you can afford it, and there are poor people here right now who really need it, so then you're obligated, he holds. Okay, you see, Am Yisrael doesn't seem to have accepted the Chafetz Chaim, as far as I know. אבל אם משגת ברווח, נחנה מדיחי המדינה, וצריך עיון גדול בחוזה למייסה, and he says, הלכה למייסה, this still requires further looking into, אבל דעת הרמב״ם מפרוש המשנה והגרם מבואה בהדיה להחמיר, ועל פי זה כתב דברן שבפנים. But he says, I feel confident that according to the Rambam in the Gra, one should be more stringent the way I said. So that's the Chafetz Chaim and the way he holds. Okay. Yes.
I was going to say that whenever...